Good morning. Thank you for the blank space, for being patient while we work through that. Well, welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ, and we're on this Monday morning, the 6th of January in the year 2013. And that's the time given to us. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Our focus today is the Father's seeking sons. The Father, meaning our Heavenly Father, seeking sons. And that is His objective. And what is God's objective concerning the individual and the nations? He is seeking the manifestation of sons. They that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. The sons, as mentioned here, is not a gender-specific term, but a term of origin and maturity. Origin in that these sons are born from above, born of God by the Holy Spirit. And the maturity has to do with being fashioned by the Father intentionally into the image of Christ. Christ's image, who He is the standard. So our Father is interested in you proving yourself a son like Jesus Christ did. He proved Himself a son, and therefore He was exalted. Now, God's goal is to fashion you in that image and me in that image. So spending personal and corporate time in the image of Christ, the presence of Christ, is how you and I are changed into His likeness. So I welcome you to engage with us this year in corporate prayer as we pray God's promises into manifestation. Well, I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. For the next few minutes, I'm here to serve you and to go before the Lord with you. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer agenda today is we are praying for the maturity and the appearing of the sons of God. Now, this is not something way out in the future. This is something that God is working on presently. And it'll work itself out continually until He achieves His objectives. But it's already on. So we don't have to wait. So we can believe God, even for ourselves, appearing as sons. The next thing we want to pray for today is a revival. What is a revival? It's a visitation, a supernatural visitation of God, bringing His presence in and among us to rearrange the order. Or let's put it this way, to bring order where there's no order, or the order does not reflect perfect alignment with His plan. So we want God to visit us personally and among us corporately, to stir us up, to set a fire among us, the heat of the Holy Spirit, the wind of the Holy Spirit coming among us, just like it did on the day of Pentecost. Yes, that's our desire, that we would melt in His presence and into His perfect will. So that's prayer for us today. Now, that may sound too much to ask, but that's exactly what God wants to answer and respond to, so that we are no longer dry and routine. We're refreshed in a powerful way because the rains of an outpouring has come and to water us. And the second thing that we want to, or the third thing that is we want to pray for the unity and harmony. And this is as a matter of preparation for what God wants to do, this outpouring that the earth needs, the nations need, you need, I need, this outpouring of the Spirit of God, the latter rain. That's what we want, the latter rain, the harvest rain, the rain that just comes just before the harvest to facilitate the harvest. So we want unity and harmony among us. So those are three important things. Number one, we're praying for the manifestation of the sons of God. Number two, we are praying for revival. Number three, we're praying for unity and harmony. And this is the prayers that we'll bring. The Holy Spirit is birthing in us, and we're bringing forth in this year prayers that line up specifically with God's heart, not our heart, but His heart. We're bringing ourselves to stand in agreement with His heart, His word, His promises. Well, I have your lines open. We're doing that right now as we speak. Thank you once again for joining us and welcome. And if you have not been with us for a while, we welcome you back. And we pray that our time together this year will be exceedingly great. And I would love if you would be generously giving praise to the Lord. Generously giving praise to Him. Bring praise reports. Also, bring prayer requests. Bring prayer requests before God. We are here together, and it is a powerful space of agreement. Agreement concerning prayers being answered, and God wants us to come. And use our model of a prayer agenda as your own personal to really get God's heart. And I know that there are times that we have a particular need and we want to pray for those, for healing, for unity among our family or relatives, for we may be in grief, and all of those things are welcomed, and including what's on God's heart that He wants to impart to you and to us so that we can pray back to Him. So this is where we are, and we're in the middle of we just began, more accurately speaking. We are on the second day of a 21-day fast and consecration, which began on early Sunday morning, and we are in it now. And you'll hear me referring to that from time to time over the next 21 days. But we are consecrating for war. And if you want to know what that's about, read the 10th chapter of Daniel, the entire chapter, and you will see what spiritual warfare is about. And it's not chasing demons around anywhere, as some people may think. And it's not attacking anyone. It is simply humbling oneself and seeking alignment with God's plan and purposes based on His timing. And if you want to know why Daniel was fasting, well, just go to the 9th chapter with the preceding chapter. Read that, and you can see what was moving Daniel, what was on his heart. Why was he fasting? And he wasn't fasting to lose weight. He wasn't fasting for health reasons. None of those. Although those can be consequential, being engaged in a fast, you can lose weight, you can get better health and all of that. But the primary purpose was spiritual, and he wanted to see God's plan and purposes be fulfilled. After he read the books, meaning the prophetic books, because he didn't have the New Testament, he only had the Torah, the books of Moses and the books of the law and the books of the prophets, he had those. So he was reading Jeremiah, and he saw God's plan concerning God's people, and that burdened him and wanted to see the manifestation of that. So he fasted often and long, and we have a model of that fast in the 10th chapter in the first 3 verses. He said, I, Daniel, fasted, for the space of 21 days, 3 weeks, if you will. And so that's what we're doing, to bring in the plans of God. Amen. Now, we're going to go to prayer right now. But if you have a praise report or a prayer request, now is a good time to give breath, living breath, to that praise report. Don't let it stay inside of you. Have it be born. Bring it out. Give it the light of day, if you will, just before the sun is up. And also your prayer burden or prayer request that you are experiencing right now, give that thing life and breath by speaking. And we can then agree with you and go before the Lord. Your line is open so that you can do that right now if you wish. And we are patiently awaiting that. Good morning and welcome to our program. Amen. While you're contemplating what you should do, which should already be obvious, let us go to prayer, and we want to move on our prayer agenda immediately. And we want to pray for the manifestation, the maturity of the people of God. That means you, that means me, that means everyone among the nations of the earth. Maturity. And Paul did write about that from the scripture. We can read in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. It says, of whom we have things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. So God doesn't want us to remain babes. He wants us to become meat eaters. In other words, fully matured. You don't feed, you know, steak to a baby. You give them milk with the idea that at some point they'll be able to eat steak with you. In other words, you become mature. And so God is seeking that from us. All of us, maturity, wherever you are, God wants you to be mature. So I trust that that's your desire, that's mine. And it's not a terminal point. It's a continuing all of our lives of growth. Growth in continued maturity. Advancing in growth, in maturity. So all of us have need. I'm sorry to tell you, but all of us have need of that. Every person has need, every believer. And we're talking about believers now. We're not just talking about any inhabitant of the earth. We're talking about those that have already been born as babes. Born from heaven. Now there's maturity to be participating in. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for birth. We thank you for birth. The fact that through Jesus Christ, you have birthed us on the timeline of history. Orchestrated the moment that we were born from above by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are born. And so we thank you for this this life that you've given us, this life in the Spirit, this eternal life. And we know that that's just the beginning. Your plan and purposes are such that this begins a process of growth, a process of development, each day as we walk with you. And Father, we thank you that you've given us everything that we need because you care for us. You care. So we are not short on what is necessary for us to become matured people in the earth. He says, they that are led by the Spirit are led by the sons, or rather, are the sons of God. You want us to be Spirit-led, an indication of our divine, heavenly, and supernatural birth, and our sonship with you being our Heavenly Father. So we thank you for the plan that is so clear. And we are in agreement this day, this 6th of January, 2013, a mark on the calendar of your purposes, of your commitment to us. So we thank you, Lord, that you're maturing us. That is your desire. That is your goal for us. And Father, we are in agreement and want to come into full sonship. So we pray over ourselves, over every believer among the nations of the earth, for the rising up and the manifestation, yea, even the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. So we thank you today and we bless your name. Thank you for fulfilling your purposes. As we begin to see our own maturity, our own sonship, come to fruition and manifestation. And Father, we rebuke every distraction placed by the enemy to keep us from moving forward with a strong desire for sonship. Every distraction, so that everything else fades in comparison to your purpose for us, where we would be matured believers, matured people in you, such that we are effective and powerful in the earth. Our lives become extraordinarily significant, not just for ourselves, but for our families, our communities, our nations, in the name of Jesus. We begin to shine like the stars in the firmament. Cannot be hid. Our light is visible to light up the darkness. So we thank you that you sent us the word and the command that we should arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon us, Isaiah 60:1. Arise. Well, today, Lord, we thank you for giving us the courage to arise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I do want to bring a quick explanation for those who are listening to our prayer cast. and may have a question about the scripture that says, sons, Romans 8:14. And, of course, I am male. Don't know what it feels like to be a female. So, but I am sensitive to words and to where our world is and our society is, where people are all mixed up and quite often don't know which way is up. And that's because they're in the dark. We're talking about those that are outside of the kingdom of God, still in the kingdom of darkness. Sons here is not a gender term. It has, you know, we're used to using sons and daughters. It's, those are gendered terms when we use it in the way that we use it most. But here in the scripture, we're dealing with supernatural and divine heavenly language. And the word sons here has nothing to do with gender. So if you're female, and I suspect that most of our listeners are female. Not that we desire that, but that's the way the demographics work, even in Jesus' day. It worked that same way, too. But if you're female, don't feel discriminated against. Don't feel biased against. Understand that the word has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with maturity. This is a very Hebrew and Jewish perspective. Remember, our Bible was written by Jewish folk. Yes, it was. All of it except one book, and that's Luke, the book of Luke. Or rather, the writer, all except one writer, Luke. But all the other writers were Jewish. Luke was a Gentile. So God chose a very Jewish, a cultural perspective to bring to us truth that would resurrect us and give us life. And so for that we are thankful. So sonship here means maturity. That's all it means, maturity. And so when we allow maturity to occur, we display our connection to the Father, our origin, that we are born from above, and we display His nature. Oh, Lord, it's just too awesome. It's just too awesome. Well, do you have a prayer request or a praise report or a comment on what you're experiencing and hearing or have experienced and heard concerning the good news? The line is open and you may speak. Welcome. Good morning. We thank you for joining us. And now is a good time to give a praise report or a prayer request. If not, we'll just follow on with our agenda this morning. And our agenda is, the next items are to pray for revival. And then we want to pray for unity in the body of Christ. We're not talking about unity just anywhere, but in the body of Christ, and it's needed. Unity, where we're able to move as one man in total agreement and tandem and order as one man. And this prepares the way of the Lord. Okay. Let us pray for unity. I think that's something that we want and desire. Let us go to Him in prayer, and I ask you to join me, please, in focus and agreement as we pray for unity. And we're not talking about some kind of a warm sentiment. We're talking about a decision, a commitment to unity. It's like between a husband and wife. You don't always feel this kind of a warm sentiment every moment and all of those. Maybe some do. I've never experienced it that way. And my wife and I, we've just celebrated our 41st anniversary, so we are now in our 42nd year. But I know one thing. We've both decided that we are married and we're going to stay married. It's a decision. It's a decision. It has nothing to do with sentimental feelings. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are sure that you will answer our prayers today because you said that we should come. You invite us to come. We thank you that you've made it clear that we can come, and you've made a way for us to come, that we are forgiven for our sins. We are forgiven by Christ Jesus, and we're cleansed by Christ Jesus. So we're made positionally righteous by Christ Jesus. So we thank you for what you've provided. And if we ask you for anything that you want us to have, we know that you listen to us. And if we know that you listen to us when we ask for anything, then we know that we have what we've asked for. And we ask for unity and harmony among believers, among the people of God. Unity and harmony. And we know this is in line with your own heart. So we thank you today for giving us a mind to ask you for what's on your heart. We pray that as members of the body of Christ, we will live as humble, gentle, and patient people, accepting each other in love. We are joined together with peace through the Spirit. We commit in the name of Jesus and according to his power at work in us to live like brothers and sisters with true love and sympathy for each other, tender-hearted and humble at all times. We will never pay back a wrong with a wrong, or an insult with another insult. But on the contrary, we will pay back with good. For this is our calling, to do good and one day to inherit all the goodness that you have for us. Father, thank you that Jesus has given us the glory and honor that you gave him, that we may be one as you and Jesus are one, so that we may be brought into complete unity. Then everyone will know that you sent Jesus and have loved us even as you loved him. Father, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. So unity and harmony is a decision, because we've decided this is what is in heaven, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in total unity and harmony. And Jesus said of himself and the Father, I and the Father are one. That's not a sentimental feeling. That's a decision that Jesus made. It's a decision to be at one and in unity with heaven and with the Father. Now, you and I are being taught how to do that as well. We are being taught how to do that. It has nothing to do with liking people. That's the sentimental part. There are people that I like, and there are people, quite honestly, that I do not like. However, I have to love them all the same. Now, that's divine. I mean, there are times I'm sure that God doesn't like you and me just because of where we're at in the given moment, you know. But he's committed to loving us anyhow. His love supersedes like. So he's maturing you and I and fashioning us in his after the image of Christ, so that we will do what God does. So we thank God for sending revival. We thank God for sending unity and harmony among us. Yes, those are things that are desirable. We are in a 21-day fast, and if you have joined us in that, and I have some commitments from some friends of mine or ours, a friend of our friends of our ministry, that are committed to praying with us during this 21-day consecration. We have over 2,000 members of the New Jersey Prayer Network, actually, that are committed to agreeing with us during this consecration, and we consider that an awesome blessing, and nothing but an act of God. And so I want you to know that we are not by ourselves during our consecration. We have many, many others who may not be fasting, and some may do because it's a routine among matured believers to fast. Matured believers know that. Don't have to be cajoled. They know what Jesus did. They know what the disciples did. They know what the early church did. And so they know that fasting was something that was done regularly because they desired victory. So they approached victory with all of the tools that were God-given, the ability to sacrifice. That's what we're doing. Your lines are open if you have a comment, praise report, or prayer request. Once again, I would encourage you to give life and breath to those things. Let us know, and we will agree with you, because God is answering prayer, and the power of agreement we should not underestimate. Somebody
praise
needs to
Lord.
Be praying.
Hallelujah. I have a prayer request.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I have a prayer request and a question. On my job, I have two coworkers, which I pretty much sometimes get along with, and then don't, because sometimes those two to get together and seem to try to cause havoc. And they both went out on disability. One had surgery, and one, something's wrong with her bloodstream. And I voiced out that I don't want them to be sick or anything, but I just voiced out that I don't miss them. And I started thinking as we was coming on this fast, you know, I'm like, oh, why did I say that? Why did I have to say it out loud? You know, I feel kind of bad about how I said it. So
okay.
I need prayer. I have to come to that maturity that God is calling me to come to in spite of.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us. And I just wanted to assure you that I'm sure it's uncomfortable for you as a believer to be in the space that you just described. However, we've all been there, done that, and I'm sure we'll experience that even again and some more. However, we cannot control anyone's behavior, as you well know. But certainly we can control ours. We have influence over ourselves, more importantly than any other. And so I hear your heart. I hear real repentance, if you will. I hear a note there of repentance in your heart. And God will forgive us for our failures if we confess them like you have. And so now he has forgiven you and he has cleansed you. And I would ask, you know, we have our lines open, and if someone is engaged in some activity, and I know that some of you are preparing for work and all of those, if you can mute your phone so that our lines are quiet, because we have listeners to the far reaches of the earth, and if you can help us out by making sure that your line is not noisy, just put your line on mute if you're not speaking, and you can just listen, and we won't get all of the background noise. This is a prayer broadcast. It's a prayer cast. It's not simply a prayer line. We have thousands of people that are engaging with us. We're up now over 20,000 people since we've initiated this adventure that God has us on called Global Time with Jesus Christ. So I just want you to be conscious that this is a prayer cast, not simply a prayer line with just a couple of people or something like that. You know, we have our live listeners, and then this program is recorded and archived, and people are accessing this program at any time of the day, any day of the week, from all around the world. I can assure you that. So thank you for your cooperation and your help. Going back to what we were saying, let us pray for you right now, and we thank you for sharing that, something that you could have kept to yourself. But now you have the victory, and what you're going to do and want to do is what the Word of God says that you should do, and that is bless them that curse you. And there are people that will curse you, but bless them. Bless them. And how you bless them now is by praying for them and seeing them as God would like to see them, as His. It's a change of perspective, if you follow me. So we're empowered by God's grace to do that. We don't feel like doing that, but we just do it because we know God's laws, God's principles, and He honors us for putting it to work. Father, we thank you that your word is there to give us alignment, correction, to instruct us, give us wisdom. We thank you, Lord, that your word does not change, so that we are never to be confused. Thank you for our sister and the heart that you've given her to please you. It is you, by your Spirit, that continues to draw her in the name of Jesus. What I'm going to do, forgive me, I'm going to cut our outro music just so we can finish what we're doing here. And Father, we thank you for her. Now, Father, thank you for the strength and the courage that you've given to her, so that she is surrendered to you. Now, Father, we stand with her in agreement concerning her friends, her co-workers, that they would be blessed. So we're joining our sister in blessing them by praying for them, that you would send the light, the everlasting light to them, in the name of Jesus, in a way that they know that it is you. They are convinced that they have been visited in their hearts, in their spirits, and however you choose to do it, so that their lives are changed and transformed. They become alive in Christ and through Christ. In the name of Jesus, we bless them bless them, Father, because you created them. And so we are in agreement with you, agreement with our sister, in the name of Jesus, because she has chosen to bless them, to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, these two co-workers are blessed. Father, we leave it to you to decide how that manifests itself. But we are standing out of the way to watch what you do in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, this is spiritual warfare. This is how you overcome Satan, by humbling yourself. That's it. You're not attacking anyone. That's not how the spiritual warfare is fought. You're not attacking anyone. You're just saying, Lord, I'm going to agree with you. I'm getting out of the way. I'm humbling myself. Let you move. Let you have your way. Because he has already won the war. Yes, he's already won it. And so this is how you gain the victory, because the victory is destined to be yours. But we have to position ourselves to receive it. It's like, you have a bank account. If you're going to make a withdrawal, you have to go to the bank if you want cash in your hand. Now, you could do some things via, the internet and all of that, move monies around and all of that. But if you want to get cash in your hand, you have to go to the bank. You have to stand in front of a teller or go to an ATM, an automatic teller or something like that. So thank you for sharing that. You're a blessing. And God bless all of you, every one of you, all of our lives. Callers, all of our callers that going to be downloading or streaming at some time today or whenever, because all our programs are archived and logged, and you can go and access this program 30 days from now, a year from now, it's there, and everything is recorded. So thank you for your help and your understanding and your cooperation with our broadcast techniques and strategies and all of that. And I'm looking forward to a great time with all of you the rest of this week and in the coming weeks and months. And pray my strength in the Lord, my wife and I, Sister Elizabeth and myself. And I did ask a long time ago, I haven't done it lately, every time you bless your food, and I assume that you do every time you sit before it, and for the next 21 days, it wouldn't be a whole lot of food. There wouldn't be no meats there, just vegetables, whatever that is. Everything that comes from a plant, no dairy products. And we've cut back on the TV, if you will, and we're now more focused in getting God's word for ourselves by getting in there and praying and really meditating. I mean, I'm full already, and this is just the second day, what God is downloading, in my spirit. So pray for me. Just ask God to bless Aubrey Gregory and Elizabeth Gregory every time you bless your meal. Just say that, and if we have thousands of you doing that, imagine what a great blessing that is to us. So may God bless you richly on this wonderful Monday morning. And if you're off to work, well, God bless you. If you're just coming from work, like some are, well, then God bless you too with a pleasant daytime rest. I know about that. I used to do that, work the graveyard shift and then come home and crash. So may God bless you richly. And if you have nothing to do all day, like some of my friends, I will not call any names. I will not be guilty of doing that. You're blessed with free time. Well, May God bless you all day today in everything, and bless you in everything that you don't do. God bless you richly. God bless you wherever you are on the earth. Now for the benediction. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, do his will, working in you that which is well. God bless you.
Amen. And may you be
and God bless everyone. God bless
everyone
you
on the line. Praise
thank
God.
You.
God bless you, Lita.
God bless you.
God
bless you. God bless you.
Love
y'all.
Love
lady.
You,
Dan. Love you all.
Hey, 6 o'clock. Love you, too.
Thank you.